And I said, yeah, lots better, thanks. But I didn't mean it. What I meant was I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back and my chest feels weird and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. The US vice president claims there's a good chance a trade deal can be reached with the UK following Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs. JD Vance says Britain's lower deficit gives it an advantage, as does the president's love for the royal family. Our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks, says it all sounds rather promising.
To hear this from JD Vance suggests that there is some kind of progress being made. We don't know how full-scale an agreement this is going to be. Certainly the UK government has not been referring to it as a free trade agreement, but rather as an economic cooperation pact.
Birmingham City Council is urging striking refuse collectors to reconsider what it calls a very, very fair deal. Unite Union members, who've been on a complete walkout for over a month, rejected an offer yesterday. The business secretary isn't now ruling out future Chinese investment in the UK's steel sector. At the weekend, Jonathan Reynolds said he wouldn't want to bring in another Chinese company. Raw materials are arriving at Scunthorpe, which the government now controls to keep the blast furnaces running. And police say they found no criminality in the felling of an ancient oak tree in North London. Enfield Council reported it to police. But the owner of Toby Carvery, a restaurant nearby, says specialists advised them that the tree was a potential health and safety risk and it had been cut back. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
Hello again, it's Bill Overton and Classic FM minding the gap between Tuesday and Wednesday with you. Nicely rearranged Albinoni on the way, if you hang on a minute.
Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
Albinoni wrote it at his Oboe Concerto in D minor, that trumpet arrangement of the opening movement performed by Alison Balsam and Pennox Players. Before it, the theme from Benjamin Britten's The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra. We had the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra playing that. It's Bill Overton with you on Classic FM. A damp night, a windy and wet Wednesday on the way. It'll turn to sunshine if you're in the south a little bit later. Highs of 17. That's the day ahead. April the 15th, World Voice Day, something to shout about. Just over 2 days left till the start of the new Classic FM Hall of Fame countdown, Friday. Eggs Benedict Day if you're thinking of food already. National Banana Day, a bit more practical maybe if you're rushing out of the door already at this hour. Low fat, low cal, packed with potassium to lower the blood pressure. A good walk will help with that too. Nice arrangement of George Gershwin's Walking the Dog. Emma Johnson on clarinet, her own arrangement there, also performed with the Carducci Quartet. It is Classic FM. Early Wednesday, April 15th, late greats include Charlie Chaplin. His song Smile was inspired by a scene from Tosca. Dusty Springfield's birthday today. Spike Milligan also born this date. Save the Elephant Day. The African savanna bush elephant is the largest land animal on our planet. Males grow to 3 metres high. It takes them 40 years, which is longer than George Gershwin lived. And it's semicolon day for taking a pause. Important to pace yourself. Here's two, perfectly paced.
This is Classic FM.
If you didn't choose your late finish or your early start to help make up for it there, Beethoven's Pathetique Piano Sonata, the second movement played by Jonathan Biss. Before it, it was the Pembroke College Choir and Pembroke Girls Choir. Anna Lapwood directing Eric Whittaker's Lux Urumque Light and Gold. You're listening to Classic FM. For the ultimate headrest, of course, Classic FM Calm Round the Clock, broadcasting simultaneously as this show, if you would like to choose to spend your night that way. Bill Overton with you here live till four. A couple more from the diary. April 15th. It's Wear Your Pyjamas to Work Day. I won't deny it. It has happened. And it's bean counter day for accountants to take a breath. If you want laid back, you need reining in, a break from the human race. Doesn't get much more timeless than this by Debussy. Debussy's Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun. Pierre Boulez conducting that recording by the Cleveland Orchestra. Classic FM, our album of the week, if you didn't catch Joanna Gosling already, is the Alpine Symphony by Richard Strauss, a new recording by the NHK Symphony Orchestra Tokyo. And Paavo Järvi, you can catch another track from that just after 11 o'clock this morning when Joanna Gosling is in. Some Elgar, well worth the wait on Classic FM before three from me, a symphony he teased for a decade that became an instant hit. Similarly for Brooke, this standout violin concerto number one we're going to hear, played by Joshua Bell, that's next.
Classic FM.
With LV, I can get my car insurance from just £315, just the price I'm after right now. And if I'm hit by an uninsured driver, I won't lose my no-claim discount, because insurance is simple when it's me and LV.
No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers pay £315 or less, August 2024 to January 2025. Uninsured driver promise is non-fault accident only. Other vehicle and driver details required. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Fine & Country values the unique, the distinctive, the iconic. The features that make your home a true reflection of you. Grand, inviting spaces that inspire spontaneous get-togethers. Quiet, cozy corners that provide a calming daily retreat. Truly captivating vistas that make your everyday extraordinary. If you're looking to buy, sell, or let your home, start your property journey at fineandcountry.com. Fine & Country. Dare to be iconic.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM. Chopin's Fantasie Impromptu, performed there by pianist Alexandre Tarot, and before it, Brooks' Violin Concerto No. 1. The finale from that, we heard the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, the soloist Joshua Bell. Violinist Nicola Benedetti, our star in the spotlight all this week. She has a new recording out of Beethoven's Violin Concerto with the Aurora Orchestra, recorded from memory, a tribute, as she says, to its spirit of improvisation. So recordings by Nicola Benedetti every evening on Margarita Taylor's show to play you, including tonight, The Lark Ascending. I say tonight, just after 6 p.m. Margarita Taylor here between 4 and 7 on Classic FM. The Lark Ascending, will it retain its pole position on Classic FM's Hall of Fame, which it's surrendered for the last couple of years? You'll be finding out early Monday evening, I suspect, whether or not that has happened, when Dan Walker will be counting down the final part of our Hall of Fame countdown, running all over the four-day Easter weekend. Elgar's music now before we catch up with the news.
Thank you.
from Elgar's Symphony No. 1, the third movement we heard there, performed by the Royal Stockholm Philharmonic Orchestra. It's Classic FM. Our Hall of Fame 3 at 3-4 today is on the way, including the highest of two entries by Arturo Marquez after the news.
Classic FM.
This is what award-winning customer service sounds like from real Octopus Energy calls.
I've dealt with many utility companies for many years across several properties, and Octopus are an absolute breath of fresh air.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running.
With LV, I can get my home insurance from just £179. They've made it easy for me to get a great price. And their 24/7 emergency helpline lets me look after what matters to me. Because insurance is simple when it's me and LV.
No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers paid £179 or less August 2024 to January 2025. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
I haven't laughed this much in ages.
I feel like I can't really let go. I know my bladder won't be able to take a real belly laugh. The floodgates will open.
You need Always Discreet pants. Total game changer.
Oh, let's have a look.
They feel just like underwear, but they're super absorbent. Plus, they fit like a glove. Have a go.
It feels amazing to properly relax and have a good old giggle. Same time next week.
Complete protection from heavy leaks with Always Discreet Boutique.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. More than a month since bin workers began striking in Birmingham, talks are expected to resume today between the Unite Union and the City Council. On Monday, the union rejected a fresh offer, which the authority called very, very fair. But Conservative councillor Mirion Jenkins isn't happy with the way Labour and the administration is dealing with the situation.
It will be shocking to residents that the leader of the council isn't attending the negotiations. Clearly, something needs to be done, and I find it very surprising that he wouldn't feel the need to be there and hear the discussions in person.
The government says more than 100 bin lorries are leaving depots each morning. Donald Trump's administration says it's looking at trade deals drafted by more than 15 countries. Yesterday, US Vice President J.D. Vance said he believes the UK will get a great agreement because of the president's affection for the country. A charity says it wants more open conversations about struggles with gambling, saying 85,000 children aged 11 to 17 in Britain are currently experiencing gambling harm. According to Gamble Aware, nearly a third of people have seen adverts for gambling before the age of 17, and almost two-thirds say advertising for it is everywhere. More than 1,000 miles of roadworks will be lifted across England over the Easter weekend to try and ease travel times.